praise thee, Lord, for thy great plan, that we thy dwelling place may be.
Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, brought to you by Living Stream Ministry. Witness Lee served the Lord for more than 7 decades, and these life studies represent his contribution to the ever-expanding understanding of the revelation of the Bible. The purpose of these life studies is to present the truths contained in the Scriptures and to minister the genuine life supply, to solve the common and hard problems found in the Bible, and to open up every book of the Bible through interpretation. We're very happy to bring you selected portions from his speaking today. If you'd like to learn more about the life studies, please visit our website at lifestudy.com. Simply lifestudy.com. Now, here's today's program.
Hebrews is a book of comparisons between the Old Testament and the New, but the comparison of the Old Testament tabernacle with the real tabernacle, today the place of God's presence and glory, is our focus on this life study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program furnished by Living Stream Ministry. The life study of the Bible is an exhaustive commentary on the entire Bible, begun by Witness Lee in 1974 and completed 21 years later as a continuation of the ministry of Watchman Nee. We're pleased to have some of the recorded excerpts of one of these classic messages in the life study of Hebrews on today's program, and here to enjoy and add his comments is Gary Kaiser. Welcome back to the broadcast, Gary.
Thank you, Matt. I always enjoy these times together.
Gary, throughout the Hebrews, we're continually presented with items or features from the Old Testament and then shown them in their New Testament reality. Today, we're going to see the tabernacle in such a light. Briefly, for the sake of those that may not be familiar with the tabernacle of the Old Testament, give us a short background.
Well, Matt, I think that most of our listeners are familiar with the captivity of Israel in Egypt and how Moses was sent to lead them out and take them to the Promised Land. On their journey to the Promised Land, there was the development of this matter of the tabernacle. It consisted of 3 parts, that is, the outer court, in which there was the brass altar signifying the cross of Christ, and the laver signifying the washing of the water, the renewing of the Spirit and of the Word. And then there was the what is referred to in Hebrews, the first tabernacle, that is the holy place. And in the holy place there was the table of showbread, and there was the lampstand, and in addition there was the golden incense altar. The showbread table indicates something of the refreshing of the feeding of Christ, the feeding of God. And the lampstand indicates the shining, the enlightenment. And then the incense altar, which we'll mention just in a little later, is the prayer of the saints. That is the entrance into the second tabernacle. So, in the second tabernacle, that is to say, in the Holy of Holies, there was the Ark of the Covenant. And the Ark of the Covenant had 2 cherubim over the what the King James referred to as the mercy seat, which indicates the expiation cover or the propitiation cover, the place where God spoke with his people. And in that holiest of all, in the Holy of Holies, God was there with his Shekinah glory, and the expiation cover was the place where he met with his people and spoke to his people, where his people could contact him. It's a marvelous picture of what we have in the New Testament, but was simply a type in the Old Testament. That is to say, the first tabernacle was a type, and we'll see that the second tabernacle was actually more than a type. It was a reality, but they had no way to enter in. It was restricted only to the high priest once a year.
Gary, the tabernacle is a very graphic picture, as you've just described, and there's actually much detail in the pages of the Old Testament as to its dimensions, the way it's constructed, the placement of these articles and items, and all of these things are very significant and real pictures of our experience of Christ in the New Testament. We're going to see some of these things today. Let's join Witness Lee.
You should know that there are two tabernacles. The first one is the holy place, and the second one is the Holy of Holies. Up to now, this is simple, but hard for anyone to realize that these two tabernacles are two symbols. Each one symbolizes a covenant. There are two covenants, the old and the new. The holy place is the symbol of the old covenant. And the Holy of Holies symbolizes the new covenant. It's hard for us to realize the real significance of the covenant, but it is easy to get it by looking at the tabernacle. Keep in mind that the holy place symbolizes old covenant, and the Holy of Holies symbolizes the new covenant. Now, let us get into the holy place. What are here in the holy place, which symbolizes the old covenant? You have the lampstand, and you have the table. That's all. The lampstand is gold, and the table is also gold. Both are gold. But listen to this. Just to have these two gold things is far, far off. It's far, far off God's presence. Here, you have gold things, but you don't have God's presence. Even you don't have a way to contact God. You get the light at the lampstand, and you get the nourishment at the show table. But there's no way for you to contact God. No need to say, here you don't have God's presence. Even you don't have a way to get into the presence of God. Not only so, something more. No oracle. You know what is an oracle? An oracle is a divine spot for God to speak there. When you have the oracle, you have God speaking. In the holy place that symbolizes the old covenant, there's no presence of God, no way to get into the presence of God, and no divine speaking. Plus, no meeting with God. My, the best blessing is to meet with God. No one who is in the holy place can say that I am going to meet with my God. You have no way. No way to meet God in the holy place. Four no's. No God's presence. No way to contact God. No oracle. That means no divine speaking. And no meeting with God.
Gary, the Old Testament tabernacle consisted primarily of two sections, the holy place and the Holy of Holies. But here in Hebrews, they're identified as two different tabernacles, one corresponding to the Old Covenant and one to the New Covenant. Would you explain this a bit more?
Well, certainly the Old Testament is a picture or a type of what becomes a reality in the New Testament, or the Old Covenant and the New Covenant before they were ratified as the will as the New Testament, the Old Testament. So first of all, we have to recognize that there really is one tabernacle in the Old Testament, but it consisted of two major parts, the holy place and the Holy of Holies. And here in Hebrews, those two places are identified as two tabernacles signifying two covenants, the old and the new. In the old covenant, there was the table of showbread and the lampstand, and these two symbols identify the matter of God's nourishing us and God's enlightening us. But actually, it was a picture. It wasn't a reality for them. In the old covenant, there was no presence of God. There was no way to contact God. There was no oracle or speaking of God. There was no meeting with God. Four great lackings. The Holy of Holies had the golden incense altar. Earlier, I mentioned the golden incense altar in relation to the holy place, because in the Old Testament, it is referred to as being in the holy place. But here in Hebrews, it is significant that Hebrews identifies it using the word belonging to the Holy of Holies. In the Holy of Holies, you have God's presence, the Shekinah glory, and you have a place to meet with God, and you have the oracle of God, the speaking of God. But the significance of the incense altar is you have the way in. You can enter in to participate in all that God is. So what a mercy and what a glory that we are in the new covenant. We are in the Holy of Holies. Here we can participate in everything that God is, everything God has, everything God has accomplished. All is available to us in this intimate relationship with Him.
Thanks, Gary. Let's go back to Witness Lee for more of our life study.
This red hair of this book was marvelous and full of patience. He wrote something not in a superficial way. He wrote something in the deepest way. In a deep way that nearly 20 centuries, what he has written was never realized by his readers. Now, what the Holy of Holies signifies? It signifies the new covenant. What is in the Holy of Holies? The incense altar was not in the Holy of Holies, but it belonged to the Holy of Holies. Here it doesn't say in the Holy of Holies was the incense altar. It doesn't say this. It says the Holy of Holies has the incense altar. The incense altar was not in the Holy of Holies, yet it belonged to the Holy of Holies. You know what is the function of the incense altar? That affords you the way to get into God's presence. The incense altar signifies the proper prayer with Christ as the incense for our acceptance. It means the entry or the entrance into God's presence. Today, we know where is the incense altar when we pray in His name. And with Him as the resurrection frankincense, so fragrant to God. When we pray in this way, right way, we are in the entrance to the Holy of Holies. In the Holy of Holies, you have the Ark of the Covenant, the Ark of Testimony, containing three things: a golden pot filled with manna, and the budding rod of Aaron, and the tablets of God's testimony. Here you have God's presence. Not only the way into God's presence, but God's presence. Here, above the ark, you have the cover. That is called, by King James, the mercy seat. Actually, it should be called the propitiation cover. And this is the very spot. That is the oracle, the divine speaking spot. It is here you have God speaking. And it is also here you have the meeting with God. With the meeting with God, you have the fellowship with God, the commune with God. I tell you, brothers, this is the new covenant, symbolized by the Holy of Holies. We all have to check where we, the Christians, are tonight. In a place with some amount of light and some amount of nourishment, but without a way to get into God's presence, no God's presence, no God's speaking, and no way to meet God. Are we in such a place?
No.
Or we are in a place so easy to get into God's presence. And we do have God's presence, and we have His speaking.
Amen.
We do have the oracle, and we have also the meeting with our God for fellowship, for communion. Are we here?
Amen.
Now you understand. If you are here, where are you? You are in the Holy of Holies.
Gary, as we look at all these items or furnishings of the Holy of Holies, we're seeing all in relation to their symbolic application to our being able to experience God's very presence. Summarize these features for us again. This is very deep, but it's very rich in its understanding.
Well, belonging to the Holy of Holies, first of all, is the incense altar. And the incense altar indicates a very particular way of entering into God's presence, into the holiest place. The incense altar had the frankincense that indicates Christ mingled together with our prayer. So the praying in His name is being mingled with Him in our approach to God. We come to Him through Christ, in Christ, with Christ. That gives us a marvelous entrance into the very presence of God. Praise the Lord. That's available to us today. It has been opened up to us so that we can enter in. Then the matter of the presence of God with the ark indicates that we are able now to have communication with God, and the propitiation cover is the place where God speaks with His children. He meets with His children. He speaks with His children. We're there enjoying His presence. And there we have His speaking, His meeting with us. I'm afraid that perhaps a number of our dear believers are suffering the lack of these four no's. No entrance into God, no presence of God, no speaking of God, and no meeting with God. They may be in a place where they're enjoying the nourishment and the enlightenment, but not conscious of the fact that they really are missing the way to contact, enter into, enjoy God. We need to pursue this with our whole being. Enter into this holiest of all. Enjoy God. enjoy His presence, enjoy His speaking, enjoy meeting with Him.
Amen. Thanks, Gary. Let's go back to Witness Lee for the conclusion of today's life study.
The two tabernacles are also two types of the two dispensations, the two ages, the Old Testament dispensation and the New Testament dispensation. If you are in the holy place, that means you are in the old age. If you are in the Holy of Holies, you are in the new age. The hardest point for us to get the proper interpretation of the age is this. What is realized today in the new covenant age was altogether symbolized in the old age. In the old age, you have a shadow. In the new age, you have a reality. In the old age, you have the covering of sins. And the covering of sins was a failure of the forgiveness of sins. In the old age, you have the law of letters. And this law of letters was a figure of the law of life in the new age. Then, in the old age, you have God to His people, and His people to God according to the written law. And this was a figure symbolizing that today, in the new age, we have God to us and we have ourselves to God according to the living law. Then, in the old age, you have the priest or the prophet coming to teach, to instruct the people to know God. And this was a shadow of the inner ability to know God. Whatever is here in the New Age was already symbolized by something in the Old Age. The holy place was a symbol of the Old Covenant. At the same time, it was also a type of this new age. The Bible doesn't say the Holy of Holies is a type of the new age. The Holy of Holies was not a type of the age. Only the holy place was a type of the present age. Then how about the Holy of Holies? The Holy of Holies was not a type, but a reality.
Amen.
The second tabernacle, that is the Holy of Holies, signifies the new covenant, not as a type, but as a reality.
Amen.
That was a reality. Because God's Shekinah glory was there.
Amen.
Because God's presence was there.
Amen.
Because God's speaking was there. God's meeting with people was there. That was not a time. That was altogether a reality.
Amen.
But in the old age, none could get in. This was why the verse 8 says, the way entering the Holy of Holies was not manifested. But today, it was manifested.
Amen.
Now today, the way is manifested. So we don't need to remain here in the holy place. We have to get into the Holy of Holies. When we get into the Holy of Holies, we are in the new covenant. And we are enjoying all the bequests of this covenant, which has become a testament to us. And bequests are just these items: God's presence, God's speaking, God's meeting with us, and God's fellowshipping with us.
Gary, we do not want to get lost in all the fine points of this very deep and profound message, but one point strikes me very much, that in the Old Testament, there was really no way for the people of God to be able to enter into the Holy of Holies to enjoy His presence. But in the New Covenant, the way is not only made for us, but it is manifested. This is really marvelous, isn't it?
It really is. And it's the base on which the writer later writes concerning that entrance. And I'd like to read just from Hebrews 10, 19 through 22, how he opens this up. It is manifested. Hallelujah. It is now available to us.
Amen.
Having therefore, brothers, boldness for entering the Holy of Holies in the blood of Jesus, which entrance He initiated for us as a new and living way through the veil, that is, His flesh. And having a great priest over the house of God, let us come forward to the Holy of Holies with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. The way to enter in is manifested. We can enter. And here we have God's presence, we have God speaking, and we have God fellowshipping together with us.
Marvelous life study today, Gary. Thanks for coming in and sharing it with me.
You're welcome. I'm happy to be here.
And we thank you also for wherever you're listening, and we hope you'll come back and join us as we continue the life study of Hebrews. If you'd like more information, call us toll-free at 888-LIFE-STUDY, 888-543-3788. On behalf of Gary Kaiser, I'm Matt Miller. Thank you for listening today.
This program is brought to you by Living Stream Ministry, publisher of the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. To find out more about these two 20th century New Testament ministers, we invite you to visit our website, lsm.org. There you'll find more than 600 titles from both authors available online. You can also listen to recordings of Witness Lee's spoken messages and see the full array of material that Living Stream has to offer. Again, that's lsm.org. Thank you for listening today.